and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall and Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we're back at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls. The captains and coaches and referees are out center mat going over the flip and instructions and introductions. This is number one seeded Perham, the number two ranked team in the state behind Casson Manorville and ahead of Simley, facing Piers, the four seed. Right off the bat, Perham sits there with the number two ranked 106 pounder in Owen Werner. Trevor Redunds is ranked seventh. They're shaking hands, and we're ready to go. Leighton Rock is ranked ninth at 132. Jack Fudge is ranked third at 145. Dylan Fudge is ranked second at 152. Brian Ramos is ranked 10th at 170. Zach Peterson is number three at 182. Ty Mosier is ranked number one at 195. Dawson Kellogg is ranked number three at 220. So the higher up the weight you go, the tougher sledding it gets. So Piers will roll their 14 guys out there and see what happens. They shake hands, and here we go with the semifinals, Piers and Perham. Perham, the Yellow Jackets in their familiar black singlets with yellow across the back, and right away, scramble out front. Redunds for the Pioneers. Picked up a fall against Pequot Lakes. And check track wrestling and make sure that this is Werner. The signature win for Perham. Well, they went down. They went 5-1 at the clash. They beat Simley handily in Perham earlier this winter. And no points scored yet, 45, and they go out of bounds. Semifinal, the other semi is on the adjacent mat. Second seed, Detroit Lakes. Third seed, Thief River Falls. Perham won their quarterfinal over Fergus Falls, 76-6. This is Owen Werner. Werner takes a shot. This could be a preview of the individuals next weekend. The individual section is in Hawley. There's a front headlock thrown in right away by Werner. Werner trying to cradle. He'll get two. He goes off to a ride now. So Owen Werner scores first on a takedown of Trevor Reduns. Both these guys look like they're pretty good cradlers. I know Reduns is. And Werner, who comes in 30-6. He is a junior. Trevor with his win, now 32-7. So both guys, 30-plus wins. And here comes Reduns, caught in a cradle, rolling through. Werner trying to lock that cradle up. He's got him stacked. Owen Werner has Reduns in the middle. Trevor trying to rock out of this, but Werner's got a near side cradle tight. Referee looking, 13 seconds, scrambling and bucking his way out of there was Trevor. So he stays off his back, and he'll get to a second period, but he's going to be trailing 5-0. There's the end of the period. 5-0 lead. Perubs, Owen Werner over Trevor Reduns appears. Here's is the red team on the scoreboard. The green anklet belongs to the Yellow Jackets. Reduns riding on the left hip on the start. He wants to throw his own cradle in here on Perham. Perham's Owen Werner. Pioneers won a back and forth quarterfinal over Pequot Lakes Pine River Backus. It was 40-29, but it was 30-29 going to the final two matches. Lead changed hands four times. There's a switch by Werner, and he's got Trevor again in a pinning combination right in the middle. He's going to stack up some more points here on the reverse and near fall. Turk here by Owen Werner of Perham. Minute 20 to go. Three near fall go up. So it's 10-0 now for Werner. A couple of five-point moves. Going after the Turk here, looks like. Trying to pull Trevor over here. 1 minute to go. Now he's going chest to chest with Trevor. Referee's counting again. 53 seconds left. Secures that arm of Trevor. Pins it right up against his ear. 45 to go. Second period. It's going to be at least 13-0 for Werner once the near fall points are put up. They have not been yet. Werner's still working. There go the three near fall. And blood time for Werner. 13-0 for Owen Werner, leading Trevor Reduns. Reduns ranked seventh in the state, and Werner ranked number two. Jacob LeBlanc on deck for Piers. Now the Pioneers knew that if they got to this spot, it was going to be a task. Everybody, there's no secret. Everybody knows what Perham's got and what their goals are this year. Their plan is not just to get to St. Paul. They plan on leaving St. Paul with the big trophy. This is their year, they feel. Skip Toops talking with Trevor. They're still cleaning up. I think they've stopped the blood time. Yes, they have. It's just a matter of wiping down Owen Werner right now. Now we're ready. Werner back out there, as is Reduns. 13-0 lead. 30 seconds to go. Second period. Trevor sagging to his right hip. Trying to be tilted by Werner. Werner needs two more near fall to end this with a tech. Trying for the Turk. Trying to secure the near fall. Referee gets a one count and a two count. No, he waved it off. Only a one count, he says. 9 seconds left. Jesse Zajac up and yelling instructions to Trevor. One more turn try, but time runs out. 13-0, Werner over Reduns after two periods. Werner's going to go on his feet with Reduns here. And it'll be a neutral start. Trevor kind of slaps his headgear and trying to pull something out of his hat here. Werner grabs the right elbow and sucks it in. He's got that elbow tie up now. 13-0 lead for Purim's Owen Werner over Pierce as Trevor Redunds to open this semi. Here's Werner trying to secure the takedown that would end the match by a tech fall. Doesn't have it yet as Redunds holds on to the left leg of Owen Werner. They're both down on the mat. Stalemate, says the referee. They will restart it. Minute 28 to go for Redunds and Werner. Again, Werner gets that elbow secured. Underhooked by Trevor. He's trying to jack him up here and just try and catch Werner off balance. Minute 10 to go. 13-0 Werner. Snap down by Werner. Brings Trevor down. Gets almost behind. Didn't, though. Redunds able to push him away. They're back up on their feet with 55 seconds left. Redunds, or I should say Werner, in on a front headlock. Trevor will almost give up two here. Werner working it. Werner turning the corner here. Redunds trying to hang on to the leg. Can't, though. Still that headlock in. Now the throw nearly over, but Redunds shows good hips. 30 seconds, and a referee gets a stalemate out of that. Good work by Trevor. Couple of throw tries there by Werner. Trevor says, I'm not going away that easily. 25 seconds left in the match. Shot in by Werner is blocked by Redunds. Redunds grabbing the left ankle, trying to hook that ankle and get two out of this. 15 to go. Well, Redunds is going to go the distance, it looks like, with under 10. Werner will pick up a major decision here. 13-0. And Purim takes the lead 4-0 over Pierce.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Jacob LeBlanc against Blaze Brady, our 113 match. Brady in on a quick takedown and rolls into a cradle, and Jacob is tilted up. Brady trying to make quick work here. The junior at 35-5. Well, that kid isn't ranked. He's got LeBlanc in a tight cradle. Jacob squirming. Minute 25, there comes the fall. First period, 1:24 to go. And just like that, it's a 10-0 lead for the Yellow Jackets going to 1:20 in Brandon Funk.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Brandon Funk for the Pioneers, Gareth Covington for Purim. Covington, a sophomore, 11-10, so Brandon is the favorite here. I would think slightly, you never know though. Piers trailing 10-0 to Purim. 120 pounders. So we won't see Brandon Tamala. Coach Toops told me before the match, I didn't mention it during the match, but now that the Pequot duel is over, he said if Brandon doesn't go in the Pequot duel, he certainly will not go against Purim and risk injury. Frank Tomberlin And Riley Hoskins filled that 145, 152, 160 spot. Here's Funk trying to shoot. He's got in on the leg. The left leg is up. Actually, Austin Redunds went 152. Hoskins went 160. Covington able to free the leg, get back to his 2 feet standing position. 0-0, 22 seconds left in the first period. Perham leading Pierce 10-0. Try and catch the score over there on the Thief River Falls-Detroit Lakes semifinal. I believe it is a 4-0 lead for DL. 5 seconds left. Looks like it'll be a scoreless first for Funk and Covington. There it is. Two-man officiating crews working these semifinals here. It was a single-man job in the quarterfinal round. Class A action semifinals are going on to our left. Funk will go on his feet here with Covington. Second period underway. Covington takes the first shot, didn't get in. Brandon tried to catch him in a standing cradle, didn't. He's got that leg up, but can't secure it. And they step momentarily out and come back to the middle with no stoppage on a reset. 0-0, a minute 42 to go in the second period. Funk and Covington. Now Covington in on a single and out of bounds again with Funk on the bottom that time. Almost got taken down, but Covington with an aggressive shot there. 1:35 to go in the second period. Brandon Funk and Gareth Covington. Brandon grabs the wrist. Covington yanks it free. Covington paws at the forehead, then sinks down on a knee and got two. Covington strikes first with a takedown with a minute 20 to go. Now he will begin his riding technique here on Brandon Funk. Crossface, a hard one on the right side from Gareth Covington. 1:05 to go in the second period. Brandon sitting, trying to twist, and they roll out of bounds. 59 seconds remain here. A second period takedown by Gareth Covington has him in front of Brandon Funk, 2-0. Jake Andries and Ross Bozer warming up down below me. We'll have the next two matches. Covington riding here on the restart, down to 45 seconds left. Brandon able to get to his knees, try to stand up. Covington doing his best to sag down. Now he gets out and away. 2-1, Funk on the escape with 30 seconds to go. Back to their feet they go. So Brandon within a point. Can he get a takedown? About halfway through the match. Here's a single by Covington right to a cradle. Nope, comes up to a half. Does he get two? Yeah, he did. 4-1. Covington got the takedown. He still dropped down to the single on the left leg of Brandon, and Brandon scoots off the edge. 4-1, Gareth Covington. The quality of Perham's program up and down the lineup, just from guys they work against in the wrestling room during practice, is going to improve their technique. Their records might not be, you all can't be ranked number one or number two. They're close. They got a lot of guys up there, but period ends 4-1 Covington. But Covington came in, as I said, 11-10, a sophomore. Obviously, a pretty good wrestler. There's Funk up and out. 4-2. Not so sure that Covington was serious about staying down on the mat. Now Brandon tried a little arm drag. Covington yanked his right arm away. Brandon again attacks the left wrist. Now Covington grabs the right wrist of Funk. Both guys trying to pull themselves free, and they do. Take a step away from each other. Covington paws at the head a couple of times. Fakes his shot. Now they engage. Minute 25 to go in the match. 4-2 lead for Gareth Covington. Funk puts his right hand down to the mat, peering in, looking for an opening in the defenses of Gareth Covington. Again, wrist tie-up. Elbow. Yep, pushing away again. 1:08. Covington and Funk haven't spent a whole lot of time on the mat. When it has been on the mat, it's been that takedown by Covington. Shot in by Branham. Really his first real decent serious attempt, and Covington able to get down low enough to block it. And then they go off the mat with 53 seconds remaining. Funk and Covington. Again, there's the shot in on a single. Does he get deep enough to finish? Now he's got the single locked up. This is Brandon in on the shot. He's got Covington over his back. Covington, though, trying to just horsepower him over, and the referee says stalemate. 38 seconds. Covington up 4-2 over Funk here at the 120 match. Perham has a major and a fall so far to lead 10-0. 25 seconds to go. Brandon, a takedown would tie it. He's trying for it. He goes after the single again. He's in on the right leg, but spinning to his left is Covington. Covington still coming around. Brandon holding on to the leg, but he's running out of time. 4 seconds left, and Covington will win the match. They're going to give him 2 at the end or no? Doesn't matter. It's a decision, 4-2 for Gareth Covington. And Perham makes it 13-0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Piers Veterinary Clinic, Piers Village, Meadow Ponds, Partners Senior Living, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Premier Construction, Premier Concrete, Rainstorm LLC, Remax Dave Fisher, Red Rooster, Red's Auto, Rice Creek Hunting, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Rich Prairie Livestock, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Sarabacco, Schumer Insurance, Select Therapy, Shugun, Shelley Funeral Chapels, Smoothies Oil, St. Gabriel's, Sunrise Ag, T&M Shooting Sports, Thielen Meats of Piers, TLC Enterprises, Trobix Bus Service, United Spray Foam, Unity Bank, Vernon, Pat Watercott, Vernick Manufacturing, Wakefield Pork, and WBE Electric. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
126 pounds, it is fifth-ranked Jake Andries against unranked Gabe Belfi of Perham. Belfi, though, a very respectable 26-13 record, so this is no slouch out there. Belfi, very good wrestler. We've seen him in years past. Belfi is a junior. Jake, a senior. Picked up a major win in the duel over Pequot earlier today. No points yet. First period midway through. Belfi reaching for a leg. Can't get there. Jake. Now Belfi does get in. Dumping Jake up over his back. Jake grabs that ankle for a stalemate possible. 25 seconds left, and the referee rules them out of bounds. So Belfi got in deep, but Jake fought it off. 26 seconds remaining. Scoreless first between Andries and Belfi. Shot in by Belfi, not a serious one, though. He comes back up high. Jake throws that underhook in on the left side. They get Belfi for a stall call. That right arm of the referee came up and then flashed back down. I think they gave him a stall. It was very quick. 13 seconds left. Restarting here. Jake trying to get low and inside. Comes back up now to a standing position, and the time will run out on the period. 0-0. Andries and Belfi after one period at 126. Perham leading the duel 13-0. DL leads Thief River Falls 4-3 in their semifinal. Jake Andries will start down here. Jake's win today gave him a 35-4 record. Skip Toops having a word with the assistant referee right now on the outer edge of the circle. And there's a clean start with Jake trying to roll out from underneath. Jake spinning. Belfi trying to maintain on the left side. Now switches to the right side. Jake still working out of there from underneath. Belfi, though, with a good ride here. Jake now standing in a crouched position, returned to the mat powerfully right almost to his chin. Ooh, you could see Jake kind of lift his head up after he got his chin bounced off the mat there. Minute 33 to go. That was a strong return by Gabe Belfi of Perham. Jake driving forward to the hip. Jake to a knee. Jake standing. Returned again to the mat. Not quite as powerfully that time, but result is the same. Jake's back down belly and now out of bounds. 1:16 to go. Scoreless second period between Jake Andries of Piers, Gabe Belfi of Perham. Referee puts Jake down, instructs Gabe Belfi on, and it's clean. Sit back try by Andries. Belfi stays in good position behind. Jake twisting off. Belfi. Jake's got a possible Granby started here. He's got that arm through into the leg. Jake coming around. He's going to get the head out and get his two. There's a reversal. Andries scores 2-0 with 54 seconds left in the second period. First points of the match go to Jake. Good reversal there by Jake Andries against Gabe Belfi. And out of bounds again. Skip Toops up, clapping his hands, encouraging his senior on. Likely that Jake is wrestling as a team member for the final time. It'll go to individuals after this weekend, next weekend in Holly. Jake has been such a valuable part of this program for so many years, and hard to believe it's his senior year. He's got the legs in on the Turk, trying to find that crossface up high now. 22 seconds left in the second. Jake got a reversal here in this period to lead 2-0 over Gabe Belfi. 13 seconds. Belfi able to get up to a knee. His right leg extended. Now Belfi standing. Jake will return Belfi down onto his right shoulder. 4 seconds left. And Belfi tries a sit out as time expires. No points. 2-0 lead for Jake Andries over Gabe Belfi after 4 minutes. They'll start on their feet. Andries shifting his weight side to side. Now grabs the wrist. Shoulder tie up as well. Jake stepping in, looking for something he can throw possibly here. He's got a really good fireman's carry. There. Oh, he took a shot at it. That was the move that Jake was looking for. Went after with his right arm to the right leg. Kind of an opposite grab there. Now Jake's still going after it, but they're out of bounds. A minute 33 left. Andries up 2-0 on Gabe Belfi. We're in the third. Pioneers have the ninth-ranked 132-pounder on deck if he's going to go at that slot, Leighton Rock. Front headlock here by Jake. He's spinning, trying to snap that headlock down, trying to bounce it. Shoots for that fireman's again. Didn't get low enough. There's a throw by Belfi. Tried to throw. Jake too strong for that. And they go out of bounds. 105 left in the third for Jake Andries and Gabe Belfi. Jake blocks a little ankle try there by Belfi. Throws that front headlock on. That stops all the forward progress that Belfi had going forward after that ankle. They're right in the middle in the blue dot here of the mat. He bounces the forehead down on that front headlock now, brings him up top again and releases that front headlock as we drop to 40 seconds left in the match. A second period reversal for Andries standing up is the difference right now. 2-0 lead for Jake. He's got that chin drop possible here. Now he turns it into a possible cradle try. Nope, he got two. Jake gets his two and he's up 4-0 now. Now he rides some time off the clock. 20 seconds left for Jake Andries. Probably wrestling his final team match. Jake driving in on the hips, 5 seconds left, out of bounds. Jake will get one more whistle. Pats the headgear, Belfi down. Jake on the right side gets on, whistle. Jake just sinks into the hips, and Andries picks up the first win for the Pioneers today. 4-0 over Gabe Belfine. The Pioneers are on the board. It's 13-3 Yellow Jackets.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Pioneers' Cale Becker, the Yellow Jackets, ninth-ranked Leighton Rock. Underway at 132 pounds. Quick front headlock here by Rock. 15 seconds in, snaps down, gets behind, takedown. 2-0 lead for Leighton Rock. Perham leads Pierce 13-3 in the semifinals. And we get a clasp is being called on Rock. Yeah, they gave point to Cale, so it's 2-1. They got Rock for a clasp. Leighton Rock is ranked ninth, a senior, 29-7. Cale is 4-11 now after losing to Pequot Lakes opponent earlier today. Cale's got two more years left, just a sophomore. Trying to sit out and roll to his left. Minute 15 left in the first period for Cale Becker and Leighton Rock of Perham. He's got the left wrist of Cale locked up. Cale trying to free it. Rock just driving Cale forward on the mat, throws his hips across now, jumps over to the right side of Cale. Now back to the left side. Very active ride here by Leighton Rock of Perham. Cale brings those knees up. Rock's right arm underneath, trying to tilt Cale. Got a count of one, and Cale rolled through. No near fall. 40 seconds left, first period. Cradle coming here from Rock. Far side cradle. Can see it coming from up above. Now he switches to a near side. But they're going to, again, we saw that earlier. Not sure. I won't say it's not mat awareness or what, but he had the whole mat to his left and he drove Becker forward to his right, which is out of bounds. There's nowhere to go with that move. But what do I know? There's a roll by Cale. He's trying to Gramby out of that start. 18 seconds left. Now he's up and standing. Here's a tilt by Rock. Neutral, says the referee, as Cale gets the knees squared again. This is a 132 match. 4 seconds left. It'll be 2-1 after a period. Leighton Rock of Perham, Cale Becker of Pierce. 2-1. Cale's going to defer. Rock will choose down. 8-3 over there. Looks like DL up on Perham. I should say DL on Thief River Falls. So the ride begins for Cale Becker on the left hip of Leighton Rock, pulling that left wrist back. Now standing is Rock, trying to free himself out, and he does an escape. Rock takes a 3-1 lead over Cale. Minute 40 to go in the second. Rock, quick snap down. He's in behind, and he's going to go for two. He got it. Takedown. Stuffs the head. It looks like he's going to cut him loose. He does. So it's a 5-2 score now. Another takedown. And this could get into a pinning combination here for Leighton Rock with a minute 20 to go. Oh, Cale able to square the shoulders down to the mat. Does give up some near fall. So it's now a 9-2 lead for Leighton Rock. Trying to stack him up over there. He's got Cale stacked on the edge. Cale double wing in on Becker. Cale is pinned with 101 to go. That was a tight double wing in by Leighton Rock. And in the second, it's now a 19-3 lead for the Yellow Jackets.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Ross Bozer for Piers. And the Purim wrestler is Colton Satter, S-A-T-T-E-R, and Satter, no control yet. Referee says out of bounds. He went in on an ankle pick and kind of was wheelbarrowing Ross off the mat. Colton Satter, a senior, 5-7, so hasn't seen a lot of varsity mat time for the Yellow Jackets. Ross lost a 10-4 decision against Pequot Lakes in the quarterfinals today. Purim leading Piers 19-3. Semifinals. Satter went after an ankle, missed it, and Ross counters with a front headlock, loosens that, and they're back up and push each other away again. 105 to go in the first period for Bozer and Satter. S-A-T-T-E-R, Colton Satter. Colton reaching for an ankle again. Didn't get it. Now Bozer, hand behind Satter's head. Satter grabs the left wrist of Ross. They're near the near edge of the circle. Ross circles back inside. They butt heads and out of bounds. 38 seconds left in a scoreless first between Ross Bozer and Colton Satter here at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls. They both adjust their headgear as they peer in at each other. Each guy grabbing the other's wrist, slapping at heads. Another swipe at the ankle there by Satter. He just hasn't got there yet. Ross able to defend with that front headlock. He bounces it. Satter up and pushes him away. 10 seconds left. Satter's aggressive. He's taking shot after shot here, and Bozer's blocked every one of them. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they're out of bounds with 1 second, so a restart. And there's the period. 0-0. Ross will choose down here. On the left hip, Satter twirls Ross around. He's on the left hip, steps over to the right side. Now he's got a half Nelson in on the right side, trying to run that around here on Ross Bozer. Trying to turn it. He's got a count. And Ross flips over. And there comes Satter going down, sinking down, and the fall comes. He ran that half Nelson strongly in on Ross, and it comes early in the second period, and Purim goes up 25-3 over the Pioneers.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
Jack Fudge against Frank Tomberlin. Frank's got his hands full here with one of the state's best. Fudge ranked third, and he's got a quick cradle here on Frank. He's got Frank right on his back in the middle with a minute 28 to go. Trying to settle in a little bit more. And there's the fall, a minute 21 to go. Jack Fudge makes it 31-3.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jake Andries. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance team on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
We go from one fudge to the next, from Jack to Dylan. Dylan fudge for Perham against Riley Hoskins. 31-3, Perham with the lead. This is the 152 match. And Riley's given up some near falls. Dylan is ranked second. Jack was ranked third. Fudge with the fall. 58 seconds left. 37-3, Perham with the lead.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, Reese Kapsner out there for the Pioneers. Reese wrestling this one at 160 against Perham's Matthew Bush, a senior at 9-18. Perham up 37-3. Minute 10 to go. Kapsner with a 5-second fall in his first match today. Yeah, just 5 seconds to pin his opponent from Pequot Lakes, who was just a seventh grader with a 2-7 record. So there's a shot in, single by Reese. Snaps the hips down for two. Takedown Kapsner to score first with 50 seconds left. Jake Andries has the lone Piers win, a 4-0 decision over Gabe Belfi at 126. Five pins and a major so far as Reese goes to that patented Reese Kapsner Turk. 27 seconds left in the first. Three near fall for Reese. He's up 5-0. Kapsner cranks that over again. He's going to get another count. So Kapsner will have a big lead going into the second. 13 seconds remain for Kapsner and Matthew Bush. Reese crawls up the chest as he lets loose of that chin. 4 seconds, and we'll go to a second period. 8-0 lead for Reese Kapsner over Matthew Bush of Perham. Detroit Lakes leads Thief River Falls 11-3 in their semifinal. Kapsner will start the second period, knees and palms to the mat. Left hip for Matthew Bush. Reese already standing, twisting, turning into the hips. Reaches back, he's got the knee. Now he turns that, gets in behind Bush, two on the reverse, and takes him to the mat. 10-0 lead now for Reese. Grabs that ankle. Like his cousin Colton for number one ranked St. Cloud State, that Turk. Except in college, Colton uses that bent knee Turk. That's not a legal move in high school. Reese has a Turk in on the bottom part of the mat down in front of us. Minute 25 to go. Kapsner up 10-0 over Matthew Bush of Perham. Trying to turn that cross face over. Referee gets down to a knee and begins to wave the hand in the near fall count. Reese is going to add three here. It's going to be 13-0 with just over a minute left in the second. See if Reese, like Jake, wrestling his final team match here for the Pioneers. Another great team wrestler and individual as well. There goes the three near fall. 13-0 now. Reese will try for one more turn. And I would bet with 50 seconds he's going to try and finish this with a pin. Referee, start the count. This match is going to end one way or the other right here. Referee gives the two. There's the near fall, and it's 15-0, a Tech Fall win. Reese Kapsner closes out his team career with a Tech Fall victory. 15-0 over Matthew Bush. Perham leads 37-8.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Tanner Young out there against Perham's Brian Ramos right now, another ranked wrestler, number 10. He's just a freshman. Really promising career for Brian Ramos. 21-10, ranked 10th, wrestling at 170 here against Tanner Young. The Tech Fall for Reese Kapsner makes the score 37-8 now. Perham with the lead. The next three guys up in the Perham lineup are ranked 3, 1, and 3. Young and Ramos here on their feet without a point. They've wrestled a minute. Shot by Tanner, blocked. They've got a stall call on Tanner there as Ramos throws a front headlock on. And now he will try and snap in behind. He does, jumping over the back of Tanner to secure the two. And Ramos takes a 2-0 lead. 40 seconds remain in the first. Ramos just powers his hips forward, and that knocks Tanner off his base, back to his belly. Ramos on the right side, looking to far side cradle here on Young. They're on the edge over near the Piers bench. And Young gets brought back in a little about 5 feet closer inside the circle. So they're now they spin, and Young stays in bounds, though. So Ramos still riding. 7 seconds left. And Brian Ramos will lead 2-0 going to the second over Tanner Young. Perham's choice, Ramos defers. Tanner will go down. Four matches left after this one. Ramos starts on the left side. Holds on with his right arm, throws a good crossface in, double leg ride deep by Ramos, who got bucked off. Boy, Tanner literally, I mean, just threw his hips up, and Ramos went flying over his back, and they're back on their feet. That's an escape for Young to make it 2-1. Now Ramos with that front headlock on, he is quick. He powerfully snaps in behind, gets two more. 4-1 lead for Brian Ramos. Ramos with a, well, there's a escape for Tanner, 4-2. Ramos didn't like where he was in position. Tanner shoots, trying to secure a double leg takedown. Ramos rolls, Young still scrambling. No takedown yet, 107, there's two for Young. That's tied it up, 4-4 now. Young gets his two. Tanner now trying to throw a half in on Ramos. Now Ramos squares his shoulders and chest back to the mat. Tanner goes after a half. Nelson on the left side tries to run that. Ramos rolls. He's going to reverse out of that. Ramos got Tanner off balance and takes a 6-4 lead on the reversal with 42 seconds left in the second period. Good action. Ramos has both legs thrown in around the waist. His forearm stuffing the head of Young. Trying to wing that left arm back. He's got it. Got the left elbow of Tanner. 20 seconds remain in the second. Now Tanner gets flipped and is given up points, and Ramos has Tanner in some trouble here, and there's the fall with 17 seconds. Second period, 17 seconds. Ramos with the fall. And the Yellow Jackets, technically that wins it, 43-8.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm inviting you to come into our store and experience the design difference. You may be asking yourself, what exactly is the design difference? Here at Design Electronics, we want you to have the best buying experience possible. Our staff goes above and beyond to make sure that when you come into our store for your new Verizon phone, accessory, or service, that you feel like you are treated like a friend, not just another customer. It's our goal that you leave with a smile. So visit us today at Design Electronics in Little Falls and experience the design difference.
Brandon Schlegel's going to get a match here. He did not wrestle against Pequot. So Schlegel comes out at 182 against Zach Peterson, who is ranked third. Peterson gets the takedown early, and then cut him loose, takedown again. It's already 4-1, 30 seconds in. Zach Peterson, 38-1. Cuts him loose, 4-2. Peterson, ankle pick, two more, 6-2. Cuts Brandon loose, 6-3. Brandon able to skip away that time, avoid the takedown, back up top. Front headlock, snap down. Peterson, no takedown yet, still has the front headlock here on Schlegel. Bounces that one. Brandon might have a headache tomorrow. Stalemate, says the referee. 40 seconds to go as Brandon Schlegel battles Purim's Zach Peterson here in the 182 match. Purim in front, 43-8. They'll go to the finals. Peterson running a cradle around. He's got the cradle. He'll try and tilt this over. Yep. Now he comes up top, and he's going to pick up more near fall. And he'll try and sink down on this one and end it in the first. 17 seconds left. Brandon fighting it off. Referee there looking. There's a slap. 10 seconds left in the first. Purim rolling. 49-8.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Jacob Gottwald, the senior out there for the Pioneers and for Purim, getting a quick takedown. Ty Mosier, ranked number one in the state. Purim 49, Piers 8 here at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Ty Mosier, 34-0, 35-0 with his quarterfinal win. Jacob won his match 10-4. There's a tilt coming in. Mosier getting points. Mosier was on the All-Star football team. He was a teammate of Reese Kapsner for the North down at U.S. Bank Stadium. There's a takedown. Or two near fall, I should say. So Mosier takes a 4-0 lead here on Jacob. He's got a cradle on the near side. He will power this over here. Still well over a minute to go in the first. Mosier waiting for his time here. And Jacob able to shrug that off. But Mosier still in position here. Sucking that left arm of Jacob under Jacob's chin. Still working. Now we're dropping down to 50 seconds left of Gottwald. Trying to fight off getting turned. Here's Mosier. His hips right around the shoulders of Jake Gottwald. Cranking over on that right shoulder of Jacob. Jacob keeps his belly to the mat. Shoulders, though, are torqued. Mosier throws in a wing now. 23 seconds left in. Gottwald able to get to his knees. So here's a tilt. Mosier with a cheap tilt. He's going to pick up three. So it's going to be 7-0 with under 10 seconds left. They rolled out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. two more matches after this. Hulls and Dickman for the Pioneers. Dawson Kellogg and Rowdy Lindquist likely for Purim. Restart of the action, and there's the end of the period. It was a 9-second restart, so 7-0 lead for Ty Mosier over Jacob Gottwald. Gottwald now will ride to start the second. Mosier, and Gottwald just cuts him loose. 8-0 lead now for Mosier. Back on their feet they go. Mosier gets in on the single, switches to a double, gets the takedown. 10-0 lead. Goes after that right shoulder on the half. Nelson again, legs in. Reaches up. Jacob's right arm extended out in front of him. Minute 33 to go, second period. Trying for that tilt again. He's got the left arm of Jacob, and what you do is you pull that opposite arm. You're on the opposite arm. Mosier's on the right hip side, Jacob's left arm. He pulls Jacob's left arm underneath Jacob's belly, and then you just push forward, and there's nothing to stop that roll, and there it is. The tilt again. That left arm is pinned up against Jacob's belly, and Mosier just rolls and exposes the shoulders for a three count. Three near fall, 13-0 now for Ty Mosier. Throws that tilt in again, and he's going to end this one on a tech fall as he's going to pick up these near fall. And there it is. Tech fall with 46 seconds left. 15-0 tech fall for Mosier. And it goes to 54-8 in favor of the Yellow Jackets.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Carson Hulls, Dawson Kellogg, and Carson got caught in a quick cradle here by Kellogg, and he's all splayed out there early in the first period. Kellogg with Hulls kicking and bucking his way out of there. He does get to his belly, but gives up three near falls, so it's 5-0 for third-ranked Dawson Kellogg. Purim leads 54-8. Hulls and then Dickman. And then we will wrap it up and head south from Thief River Falls. Carson's head stuffed down by Kellogg. Looks like Kellogg wants to attempt a far side cradle. Carson able to stand and obliging him by pushing him over onto the Detroit Lakes Thief River Falls mat was Dawson Kellogg. Carson ranked at 195, so he gives up weight. He usually does. Carson ranked sixth at 195. This is a really going to be an interesting, there's an escape for Carson. What's going to happen at 195 and 220 come individuals next weekend? You got Kellogg here. You got Mosier. You've got Hulls. You've got Peralta from Thief River Falls. You've got Jordan Skadsom from Detroit Lakes. There are some really quality guys, and somebody's going to be left home. There's a throw try by Carson, but Kellogg just too strong. He just countered that and made his own throw. Looking for a cross face. And they give Carson a stalling call as time runs out. 7-1 lead after a period for Purim's Dawson Kellogg. And Kellogg will start in the down position. Carson starts on the left hip. It was a chin drop off the start. Kellogg reaches back. Kellogg's little switch jumps over. He's into a front headlock now. Comes in behind. Got his two on a reverse. 9-1 lead now for Kellogg. Controlling the left wrist. Kellogg on the left hip. Kind of bridging himself with his forehead in the middle of Carson's back. Now he's trying to cradle. Carson stands, and they're out of bounds. Kellogg leads Hulls 10-1 with a minute 28 to go, second period. Carson on the down spout, start, stands. Kellogg just returns him to the mat. Carson feels that cross face come in from the right side from Dawson Kellogg. Carson grabs that wrist, pulls it underneath. Carson's been warned for stalling. Minute 5 to go in the second period for Hulls and Kellogg. So the team season ends today for the Pioneers. It was going to likely happen anyway. Everybody knew what the Pioneers were up against here with Perham, the heavy favorites. And it wouldn't shock anybody if they leave or at least face somebody in the finals at St. Paul in a couple of weeks. Kellogg, right side on a restart. 45 seconds left. Carson stands. Kellogg lifts and returns Carson down on his left hip. Carson stands again. Carson out this time for an escape. 10-2 now. Pioneers 2 wins today. Jake Andrews 4-0 over Gabe Belfi. Reese Kapsner 15-0 Tech Fall over Matthew Bush. 20 seconds to go. Hulls has his left wrist grasped, and then Kellogg shoves him away. They're back to the middle. Five seconds left, second period. Kellogg up 10-2. There's the end of the period. 10-2 lead for Dawson Kellogg over Carson Hulls with 2 minutes left. Carson will start down here. Some exciting action over in the Class A match just happened. Not sure what. Ooh, look out. Kellogg picked the right ankle up and at the same time sprinted forward, and Carson still down on his back. That was very awkward. Now Hulls is up and walking back. May have just got the wind knocked out of him momentarily, but Carson was almost on a dead sprint backwards and landed right on his back. So 10-2. And Kellogg picks that ankle again. Grabs it. Hulls to a knee, now standing. Kellogg will release him, and it's 10-3. Hulls with an escape. 10-3 with a minute 40 to go. Piers defeated Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 40-29 in the quarterfinals. Out of bounds with a minute 29 to go. They immediately grab behind each other's head, just kind of leaning on each other right in the middle. Minute 20 left. 10-3 lead for Dawson Kellogg over Carson Hulls. Who knows if this will be a matchup next weekend. Stalemate, referee says, let's go. Let's get some action going, fellas. And we're just kind of leaning on each other there for an extended period. Now they're a little more active. They do, again, lean. Now Carson takes a shot, blocked by Kellogg. Back up to their feet. Under a minute to go, 55 seconds and counting. Hulls and Kellogg elbow tie up again. Kellogg tried to snap down behind the neck. Carson throws an underhook in. Didn't lock that up. 40 seconds left. Kellogg with a strong early start, and he's just hasn't been a whole lot of activity here in the third. Most of the points came very early in this one. 22 seconds left for Hulls and Kellogg. Then it'll be Austin Dickman in the final match of the day. Carson takes a shot, couldn't get in on the single on the right side. Kellogg fought it off. 12 seconds left. And one more shot try by Carson. Doesn't work. And there's your final 10-3 win for Dawson Kellogg. And the score goes to 57-8 with the heavyweights to come.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Austin Dickman out there against Dominic Gottwalt of Perham, and a quick takedown here. Dominic put in there at the heavyweight. He is a junior with only a 2-2 record, so he's not their regular out there. He'll finish off the day here in the semifinal round for the Yellow Jackets as they will prepare to go to the finals. They lead Pierce 57-8. Austin Dickman won a major against Pequod Lakes in the quarters, and they go out of bounds. Jesse Zajac coaching over there with Carson on what he could do in the future if that matchup happens again in the individuals next weekend in Holly. Dickman against Gottwald, who is a junior. Austin is a senior. Final match of the day here. Dickman almost got in behind as Gottwald, taller, and he's not a true heavyweight. He's listed on their roster as a 220-pounder, and he looks like it. I would compare him body-wise to a Jacob Gottwald. Jacob Gottwald and Dominic Gottwald. Gottwald is G-O-T-T-W-A-L-T. Not Gottwald, Gottwald. Here comes, they almost slide by, try again by Dickman, didn't work. 15 seconds left. Austin's got a 2-1 lead coming to the end of the first period. And they're going to end this period standing on their feet. 2-1, Dickman over Gottwalt after 2 minutes of wrestling here in Thief River Falls. Dickman will be down here. Puts his palms down. Referee signals Gottwalt to get on. Horses Austin forward. Jumps over to the right side, looking to cradle. Austin has his right ankle picked forward. Gottwalt throws his leg in. Austin tries to muscle his way up from underneath. Minute 40 left in the second period. Austin's got a 2-1 lead in the match. Try to end it on a high note here. Austin now right knee up, left leg extended, and Gottwalt takes that away, just throws his knee into the hip of Austin and bumps him off balance, and Austin has to bring those knees back up, elbows tucked in. Now again, up to a knee, leg out, inviting a cradle almost, and Gottwalt went for it. He's reaching for that far side cradle across the back. He's on the right hip, reaching across the back of Dickman. Dickman trying to find something from underneath here as Gottwald, pretty good ride here. 55 seconds left. Grabbing that left wrist of Austin Dickman, driving forward. Got the legs in that Turk here. Kind of half Nelson on the right side of Dickman. Now he pulls that out and stuffs the forearm to the back of Austin's head. 35 seconds to go. Second period, 2-1 lead for Austin Dickman. Now again, Dickman. He's been able to get up to a knee. Now he's standing, and he's out. 3-1 for Austin over Dominic Gottwalt of Perham. Final 15 seconds left of the second period. Near the edge, and they step out with 11 seconds left. Restarting, and they will go to the third. Dickman with a 3-1 lead going to the third period here in Thief River Falls. Let's get a win here to end the day, Austin. Dickman riding here. Chops the elbow, drives forward. Takes a big whack at the elbow again. Now he decides that I'll cut him loose. 3-2 now. Back to their feet they go. Gottwalt's lead down to, or I should say, Dickman's lead down to 1. 3-2. Thief River just picked up a fall over there to tie their match with Detroit Lakes at 17-17. Dickman twirls and got behind for 2. Takedown for Austin. His lead now goes back to 3 at 5-2. Actually, the first time it's at 3. 5-2 lead for Austin Dickman with 80 seconds left. Dickman trying to go a half Nelson here. That's his go-to. Dickman looks like he wants it on the left side. Trying to secure that half Nelson here, driving forward, but Gottwald's awful close to being outside. 1 minute to go. Dickman leading 5-2. Not a lot of action. Dickman just on the right hip. Surprised the referees haven't called a stoppage here. And they're kind of laying on each other. Now they do go out of bounds. 41 seconds left in the day for the Pioneers. Gottwalt goes down. Dickman right side ride coming up. Nope, switches to the left. And the whistle. And Gottwalt goes to work. Dickman goes to work, chopping away. Boy, he's taking big whacks at that right elbow. 30 seconds remain. Dickman. Crossface on the right side with 20 seconds left. Austin trying to pick up a win in his final team match for the Pioneers as a senior. 10 seconds to go. And Dickman just has him broken down. Looks like that's the way this one is going to end. Austin Dickman closes out his team career with a victory. 5-2 win for Austin Dickman over Dominic Gottwalt. And the final score in the semifinals, Perham 57, Piers 11.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Perham does what most people thought they would do, and that is advance as they defeat Piers 57-11. Your final score in the semifinal. So the team season for the guys is done. Their concentration now turns to individuals and getting as many guys as possible down to the XL Energy Center. The match-by-match results here in this semifinal against the Perham Yellow Jackets. It was Owen Werner picking up a 13-0 major over Trevor Reduns. Then Blaze Brady, a first-period fall over Jacob LeBlanc, made it 10-0. Gareth Covington, 4-2 over Brandon Funk, made it 13-0. Piers got on the board when Jake Andries, 4-0 decision over Gabe Belfi to make it 13-3. And then a flurry of falls. First, Leighton Rock over Cale Becker. Colton Satter over Ross Bozer. Jack Fudge over Frank Tomberlin. Dylan Fudge over Riley Hoskins. And at after 1:52, it was 37-3. Piers then got a tech fall win from Reese Kapsner, 15-0 over Matthew Bush. That made it 37-8. But then a fall for Brian Ramos over Tanner Young. A fall for Zach Peterson over Brandon Schlegel, made it 49-8. Ty Mosier, a tech fall over Jacob Gottwald, 54-8. Dawson Kellogg, 10-3 over Carson Hulls, made it 57-8. And in the final match, Austin Dickman, a 5-2 decision over Dominic Gottwald for the final of 57-11. The semifinal over across the way between Thief River Falls and Detroit Lake still going on, and it's tight over there, 23-17 right now. I think Thief is ahead in that one. Haven't been paying close enough attention. So Piers wins over Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 40-29 in the quarters, but their team season ends in the semis against number one seed Perham by a score of 57-11.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, that completes the broadcast day from Ralph Engelstad Arena as the Pioneers bow out of Section 8AA team semifinal round action, losing 57-11 to number one Pearl. They beat Pequot Lakes 40-29 in the quarters, lose 57-11 to the Yellow Jackets in the semi. So we'll pack up and head south again and should return to our neck of the woods, I would say, around 8 by the time we get out of here. So thanks for listening, everybody. Great job, Pioneers, all season long. Next weekend, the guys head to Hawley, individual sections Friday and Saturday. We'll have Saturday coverage coming up from the home of the Nuggets, Hawley, Section 8AA individuals here on You Are There Sports. Again, thanks for listening, everybody.